Last week we learned the Mishnah Chav Hei Mabeis that goes over to Chavav Amar Aleph. And the gist in the Mishnah is the following. The Gemara spells it out a little more on the next daf, on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. If somebody has a Shaila of Hilchas Treifis, is he permitted to ask the Shaila on Shabbos or on Yontif? Yeah. And if it turns out that it's kosher. Let's say it was a suffix, me suffix, I wasn't permitted to eat it. I don't know if I have shishim or not. Let's say Anissa fell into heter, I'm not sure if it was bucket to shishim or not. We're going to have to calculate on Shabbos, we're going to see. So in the beginning of Shabbos, we didn't eat it. And then if it turns out that it's bottled b'shishim, it turns out that the treifis is mutter, so you're permitted to eat it. It's not a violation of donas adin. There's a mishnah leina, ain't don in the Shabbos of the yom. You're not allowed to be done. There's an isa misakin mona, so if you're paskin lahokil on a shayla, it's not misakin mona. And it's not called donas adin. Donas adin is if you have a din tair and dini mamun, it's the gzer shema yichtov. Matanerazan, you're not allowed to be matanedarim on Shabbos, and some mishonim say in the mishnah buri quoted that's also a shayla from donas adin. It's included in the Gzer Derabbanan. But the Paskin of Shaila and Hilchas Treifus of Bosa B'Cholov, that's neither a violation of Donas Adin nor a violation of Masakin Mona. Yeah, Mevara. I Paskin the Shaila, it's a Gloy Muslim affair. It was always kosher. It's not that Mikan al Abod becomes Mutter. It's a Gloy Muslim affair. It was always kosher. It's not that my Psak creates a change in the Matzav. It's a Masakin. If your Mafra is Shumas and Mais, it's a Mikan al Abod, it's Mutter. But if I Paskin that it's Mutter, it turns out it was always Mutter from all along. And here there's a machlokes satanan regarding b'chor balmum. Or b'chor behemotor is noig b'zman as well. Also, it's not only noig b'zman shebeis amigdash hayakayim. B'zman shebeis amigdash hayakayim is supposed to be makrib the b'chor in the beis amigdash as a korban. And it's nechel to the kohanim. And b'zman azeh, there's no beis amigdash, you can't be makrib it as a korban. You have to wait till it gets a mum. And then you're permitted to shecht it. You're not permitted to make the mum. If you make the mum, you're not allowed to shecht based on that mum. You have to wait till it develops a mum on its own. And then when it develops a mum, you don't have to be paided. The two korbanas that don't need pidyon are b'chor and ma'isa, psuk and chumash. That you don't need pidyon, just when it gets a mum, you're permitted to shecht it chutz lazar. The din is that b'chor, even a b'chor bal mum, is also matnas kuni. You have to give it to a kohen. But he doesn't have to eat it dafke in Yerushalayim. If it would have been a b'chor that was korev on the mizbeach, then he has to eat it in Yerushalayim. It's a kachin kalim. A b'chor bal ma'isa, a pesach, it was nechol in Yerushalayim. Nechol b'chol o'ir. Kochim Kochim is only Nechol in the Azara. And Kochim Kalim is Nechol in Yerushalayim. Here it's a Bchor Balmum, so it doesn't have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, Davke. It doesn't have to be eaten in the Kedusha of a Tahara, but it belongs to the Kohanim. It's Mamun HaKohanim. One of the Chavdalad Matnas Kunim. So here there's a din Midirabonon, that you're not permitted to Shech the Bchor, unless this is a din Minatar, you're not permitted to Shech the Bchor. Chutz l'migdosh, unless it has a mum kavua. If it only has a mum ma'iver, you're not permitted to shech. Mum kavua means that it's not going to get better on its own. How do you determine whether it's a mum kavua or ma'iver? So you have to have an expert look at it. So the chachamim made a takon. That's the mishnayis and b'chores like that. You have to have either a yochid mumche paskin or shloshe hegyotis along the lines of hatoris nedorim. So that was the machlokes satanaim that we had. Is it like hator? Is it along the lines of hatoris nedorim? Midrabbanim, in Atorah, you don't need the Yochum Mumcha, you don't need the Shlosh Adyaitis. If the Balabas, the owner sees that it has a Mum Kavur, it's a Mum Kavur, a broken leg. No. So what do you need? A Psak on it? But Midrabbanim, you need a Psak even if it's Chlorvidatog, it's a broken leg. So obviously, it's a broken leg maybe would heal by itself. Missing, the leg got cut off. It's like Mamish Amum, it's not going to grow back by itself. So what do you need? No, that's a Midrabbanim, you need a Psak. So that's the Machloike Satanaim over here. How far do you take this analogy? With the Rabbana, they pattern this psak of the Yochum Mumcha, the Shloshe Adyotis, after Hatoris Nedarim. So do you say that it's like Hatoris Nedarim? That Hatoris Nedarim, the Bezdin Paskins, Mutalach, 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 and the Heter is Mikan al Abo. It's not that it's a Gloy Milsa. It will be later, it'll be a Gloy Milsa and Afreya, that it was always Mutal. But first, the Gemara says, Chochum Asoika, and Nere Meikora. Because the heter is based on the psak that the netter was betoys. But he took the netter in the very beginning was a mistake. But the heter has to first start nikan labo. And once the bezin paskins nikan labo, then it's mutter, then the psak is based on the nimuk. The reason for the psak is that it was a toys. That's how the Gemara makes Gemara draws a distinction between, let's say, the wife takes a netter or the daughter takes a netter, and the husband or the father is mefer the netter. That's called hafora. When the bezin is mat the netter, that's called hatora. And when the father or the husband is undoes the neder, that's called hafara. What's the difference between hafara and hatara? So the Gemara says the difference is that hafara is only mikamal haba. Let's say the wife took a neder, she's not going to eat any cookies, and she's eating cookies. She's Hello. Eating all the cookies. She sees she, and the witnesses give her hasra. You're going to eat the cookies. We're going to give you malchus, and she's chayv malchus many times over. Then the husband hears about it, and he's made for the neder. He can't be made for every neder. Let's say it corresponds to the laws, the rules and regulations. He has a right to be made for the neder. So he's made for the neder. She's still going to get malchus for having eaten the cookies from before. Mikana labor, if she eats more cookies, that's muta. Once the husband is made for, it's muta mikana labor. But let's say instead of going that route, instead of taking that approach that the husband should be made for the neder, let's say she goes to a bezin of shloisha. And the bezna is mata neder. So then the Gemara says, even though she already ate the cookies and she's already chayv malchus, once the bezna is mata the neder, so it's chacham akar neder meikar, comes out that there never was any neder. Or the Marshal of the Mishnah says in the Ksubis, the man marries a girl, ala tanai, she'ein aleha nidor. He doesn't want to be married to a woman who has nidor. The nimtz aleha nidor. It turns out that she does have nidor. So the solution is not chal. Because that was the time. Kedushin betois. He said, Allah Tanai she in a land of Durm, she has Nadurm, so the Kedushin is not Chal. What happens if he marries a girl on the Tanai she in a land of Durm, and then she has Nadurm, and then she goes a month later, she goes to a Bezna. Bezna is Mata the Neder. It turns out, Igloi Muslim Afrey al Pigin, the Neder was never there in the first place. So then the Gemara says, the Kedushin is Chal. Even though the Shas Meister, when he married her, he said, on the condition the she in a land of Durm, and she had Nadurm, and at the time we thought that the Kedushin was not Chal. But since later, a year later, 2 or 5 years later, she goes to a bezna, matar the neder meikar, right? You can't always be matar and neder. If there's sufficient grounds, if there's reasoning to be matar and neder, then the din is that the chacham is like a neder meikar. It turns out that they were married as of 5 years ago.
Isn't that girl the dog different than the other one? That it's merely a formality. Even the way you express by the one who wants to make it to the wife that he married al-manat, and then he comes back, we do, from you, even from you talking, we really do not talk as something serious matters. Merely we have to say a few words.
You have to say a few words, but it has to be legitimate.
So therefore I can learn from here that the same thing on here, if this would be Hatorah, the dog is Hatorah,
yeah.
Then also it's not something so very strict, it's merely a formality.
No, Hatorah and Dorm is a formality, but it is strict. A difference between getting Malkus and not. Difference whether she's married or she's not married.
It's different whether you work, what you voice, but you don't have to make a decision. You only have merely to say a prescribed word, and you say,
it
doesn't always work. Sometimes they could be matanet, and it's just not, the heter is not called, the neder is still going to be there. There are rules and regulations when the bezna has the right to be matan neder or not. The rules and regulations when the husband has the right to be made for the neder. He doesn't have a right to be made for every neder. But when you do have the right to be made for, so then the neder is mufa mikana labo. When you do have the right to be matan neder, then it's erkes on neder meikor. So the Rambam writes, the Rambam quotes the Gemara in the Dorm. The Gemara, the Sifrei, and the Gemara has like that. When the chacham is matan neder, he has to say mutaloch. When the father is made for the neder, he has to say mufaloch. And if the chacham uses a lashon mufar, it's nothing. And if the father says mutaloch, is nothing. The father has to dafke say hafara, and the bezin has to dafke lashon hator. Why is that so? So Rashi Achumish sounds like he learns that it's exeris akasuv. The pasuk has a miut kocha something. So lashon hapasuk ko. So ko a kocha is a miut that has to be dafke lashon hator like exeris akasuv. The Rambam writes in two places that it's not Xeris HaKosu. The Rambam writes in the Yarech HaZokeh and in the Pirush HaMishnayis in the Dorm, the same thing. And he gives you a Hasbara. Why is it that the Chacham has to use a Lashon HaTorah and the Baal has to use a Lashon HaFora? So he says like this, because the Chacham is Matad Nere Mikana Lahabo. The Chacham is Matad Nere Mikana. Pum Faker from what the din is. He writes, the Chacham is Matad Mikana Lahabo, so he has to use a Lashon Mutaloch. From now on, it's mutter to do. But the Baal has to say, Mufa. Mufa is mefer machshavas arumim. From the very beginning is no good.
Just the opposite, yeah.
So that's what they all like. So that's just the opposite from the din. So some of the Mefarshim ask, and the Pirush HaMishnah is, how can it be, is the opposite from the din? And then the Kesem Mishnah asks, and the Yarech HaZokeh is the opposite from the din. So they don't know what, but it's not a mistake over here. The Rambam, maybe it's a mistake in both places, but the Rambam writes the same thing in both, both in the Pirush HaMishnayos and the Dor, as well as in the Yad HaZaka. So remember,
who says different? Who says what we believe? That
the Gemara. The Gemara, Gemara says when the Baal, when the husband or the father is Mefer, it's only Mefer Mikan al Habo. The Baal is only Hafar Mikan al Habo. And the Chacham is Zoker Aneda Mekor. And the Rambam writes, the reason why the Baal has to say Mufer is because he's Zoker Lamafreya, and the reason why the Chacham has to say Mutter is that the Heter is Mikan al Habo. Just the Hefer from what the din is. I remember when we learned that, Rav Soloveitchik explained that he thinks the Rambam means the following. The Gemara says that the Bezdin, after the Bezdin will be Mater, the Neder will be Mutter based on the Svara that is a Neder B'Toyes. Since it was a Neder B'Toyes from day number one, the whole Neder wasn't Chal. But in order that the Bezdin should be able to give a Psak, it has to be Negei L'Maisa. First, after Paschim Mikan L'Abot's Mutter. If there's nothing left, let's say someone took a Neder not to eat any of the cookies on the table. Yeah. And all the cookies are gone. All the cookies, let's say he ate some of the cookies in his Chayv Malkus, and he's very interested in getting Hathoros Nedarim to undo the Malkus. So the Yerker, the Neder Mekor, that he shouldn't be Chayv Malkus. But all the cookies are gone already. There's nothing to discuss. So the Gemara says Beferish in Shavuos that you can't have a Hathoros Nedarim on that. The Hathoros Nedarim has to be Chala Mikana Laboa, has to be Negea to something. If it's not Negea, so there's nothing to Paskin on.
But the father or the husband cannot matter because it has to be Shloshei Yoides.
That they're two dinim. The father or the husband sometimes, not always, sometimes has shlita over the dorm that his wife or his daughter takes. If it's Beno or Beno,
but I mean not by mutter.
No, he can't say mutter. He has to say mufer. He has to have hafara. And the bezdin, to be matter, you have to have either yochid mumcha Shloshei Yoides. Yeah. So you have to have dafke. Bezdin has to be matir, and the father or the husband is mefer.
So the father or husband cannot be
can never be matir. Can never be matir. Yes. So what does the Rambam explain over there? The Rambam says that the bezdin has to use a lashon mutter because it has to be mikan alabo, and the baal has to use a lashon mufer because it's mekar. It's the punk fakir from what the din is. That's what the mefarshim asks. So Rav Soloveitchik explained. He thinks it means like this. The Bezdin has to start by being Mata Mikana Lahabur. A Psak Bezdin has to be Negea Lahaloche. If it's not Negea, so it's not called the Psak. So if all the cookies are gone, so there's nothing to discuss. That's how the Gemara starts off. The Gemara says that also it's still Negea there. It's Negea whether there's going to be Malkus or not.
Yeah,
so that's also Negea. So they can give a Psak. But let's say the person ate the cookies, the Mezid Bali Hasra, and there's not going to be any Malkus anyway. So it's not Negev Laloch, it's just Negev whether it's going to be Nenesh and Bezal Shalmaila. So that's not called a Psak, that's Negev Laloch. It's only if a person violated, let's say, a Shavua, Bishoygig, and Obichayiv, Achatasol of Yorid. On Shavua's Bito, he's Bichayiv, Achatasol of Yorid. So even though there are no cookies left, the Psak is Negev. Will he be Chayiv, Achatasol of Yorid or not? That's Negev to the Balabos, is he Chayiv or not? Or should the Bezin give him Malkus or not if he violated the Mezid? So that's Nageya. If there are cookies left, is he allowed to eat the rest of the cookies? That's Nageya. But let's say it wasn't the Shvue and there's no carbon Chatasol of Yorit to discuss. And the Neder he violated Bali Hasro. So it's not Nageya Lalocha Mikan Laboa. So there's nothing to give a Hatorah on. So the Gemara says the Klal, the Hatorah is the Dharma of the Bezin has to be a Psak, that's Nageya Mikan Laboa. Once they give the psak that Mikan al-Habo, it's mutalach, 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 then it comes out, it's a glowing Muslim affair. It was always mutal. Why? Because the psak is based on declaring the neder as a neder b'toyes. So that's from the very beginning. But the psak has to first be chal Mikan al-Habo. Then the halacha says it's okay, neder meikor. But as opposed to the hafara of the baal, let's say the husband finds out that his wife took a neder this morning, not to eat the cookies or whatever, and he says, I'm very happy. I'm very happy that you didn't eat the cookies the whole day. Good for you. It's good, Neder. Mikan al-Habo. It's already 8:30 now. Yom Shama means the first day that he finds out. So let's say the husband finds out a week after. The wife took a Neder, and a week later the husband finds out. So he says, I'm very happy that you took such a Neder, that you were observing such a diet, you weren't eating any cookies, but from now on I want to be made for the Neder. So from the Ramam is Mashma, from the Gemara is Mashma, that's not a good hafara. The hafara of the baal has to be a kpeda that she ever took the neder. Has to have a kpeda the meikara. From the very beginning. If it's only a kpeda mikan al habo, then the hafara is not a valid hafara. The Afara has to be the husband or the father is makpid that the Yevet took such a neder. Then, when he expresses his kpeda, then it's only matter the neder. Mikabel abo. The Baal has to have a kpeda from the very beginning. It has to be makpid that she ever took such a neder. Or the father has to have a kpeda that the daughter ever took such a neder. And then, after expressing such a kpeda, then his Afara breaks the neder. Mikabel abo. But that's why the Rambam says he has to use a lashon hafora, because the kpeda of the father and the husband has to be a kpeda that she ever took the neder. Mefer machshavos arum from the very beginning is makpid, as opposed to the bezdin. The psak bezdin is mikana labo. Psak always has to be negel halacha. What are you going to say? I give a psak on something. It's not negel halacha. It's not called the psak. The Gemara calls it hilchos of the mashiach. You're paskening a shadow of what's going to be the most mashiach. It's not called the psak. Yeah.
But what are you going to say? In the very beginning of the Yaakov of the Nether, right?
Yeah.
He wanted the Nether. There was no problem. It's just from now on he doesn't want the Nether.
No, that's another question. That's another question. When you come to the Desna to be Mata Neda, you have to, Desna has to have a valid reason to be Mata Neda. So let's say Charata. So Charata doesn't mean I have Charata Mikana Lahaba from the Neda. Up until now it was good, Mikana Lahaba, I have Charata. That has to be right. The Ram has to be Charata in Meikora. The person has to have Charata that he ever took such a Neda. If for the first week he was happy, for the first month. Like the father, okay. Yeah. Similar to that. That's a different thing. That is not called charot unless the person has charot and the mikor has charot and the yevet took such a name. Pesach also means it was igloy Muslim affair was always a mistake. From the very beginning is a mistake.
Wasn't always a mistake.
They're not. No. Pesach means if they would have told me this piece of information at the time that I took the neder. No, Pesach means he says I wasn't aware of all the information. If I would have known then what I know now, I would never have taken a neder. So if that's not true, if he would have taken a neder, if they would have told him that piece of information, he would have taken a neder anyway. Then it's not called a Pesach, so he cannot be mutter the neder. It's not just a formality. Say mutalach, 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 and his mutter. You have to have a valid Pesach. You have to have a valid karata.
Saying just the same way you said that the Rambam is interpreting the fact that the Balabos has to stop at the mutter. From the very beginning,
and the husband or the father.
Also, he has to have a Pesach from the very beginning.
That's the Pesach has to be.
They're similar.
Yeah, but the Pesach of the Bezna starts off in Mikana Labo.
But it applies from the beginning. It has to go.
It has to be based on the Pesach has to be Mikana Labo, based on the declaration of the whole Neder is a Neder Betois. Neder B'Toyes depends on the matzav at the time that he took the neder. It doesn't change in the middle. Let's say a couple is married for 25 years and then the marriage is no good. So they say you're going to declare it as a Kiddush HaToyes. That's what Rabbi Rachman. Kiddush HaToyes. What do you mean Kiddush HaToyes? For 25 years they were married. Kiddush HaToyes from day number one is a toyes. No such thing as a toyes. A guy buys stocks. For 25 years is gewaldig, and then after 25 years it starts going down. So he wants his money back. He bought real estate, it was wonderful, he lived in a neighborhood, it was wonderful, but after 25 years the neighborhood gets ruined. So he wants his money back, and he made a mistake when he bought the real estate. That's not a mekach tos. Mekach tos is from the very beginning, from day number one is a mistake. Not that at the time that he bought it, it was okay, then later on a mistake comes up. That's not called a mistake. A tos has to be from the beginning. So a tos and dorm also has to be from the very beginning there was a mistake. So that's the machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah. That's what we learned last week. Machlekes of Yudah and Rab Shimon in the Mishnah. Rab Yudah is Rab Yudah Rabbi Loi. Rashi points out it's not Rab Yudah Hanasi. Rab Yudah Hanasi is Rebbe. Rabbi Rabbein HaKadosh is the one who edited the Mishnahs. When it says in the Mishnah the name Rab Yudah and the last line of Chafeh Mebeis, that's where Stam Rab Yudah is Rab Yudah Rabbi Loi. And Rab Shimon is Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. There's a different Rab Shimon Ben Menasi. That's somebody else. But Rab Shimon, Stam Rab Shimon in the Mishnah is Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, the famous Rab Shimon. So there's a machlekes hatanaim. How far do you take this similarity? Called the tikkun rabbanan came there. I said tikkun hachachamim were misaken. That's for the to declare that the bechor is a balmum. We require either a yachid mumcha shlosha hadyotis. Yachid mumcha means one has special smicha in this area. Yata bechorus. They used to have a smicha for yoreh, for paskin is to the heta yoreh, then yodin to paskin the imamenis, and then yata bechorus to have the right to declare that a bechor is a balmum kavua. So you either need a bezin of Shloisha Hedyotis or the bezin of the Yochin Mumcha. parallel after Hatarsendom. So the Shah, how far do you draw this parallel? That the Chachamim instituted that you need the declaration that the Bchor is a Balmum Kavua, are you Bezdin similar to Hatarsendom? Is it like Hatarsendom that the Psak of the Bezdin makes the Heter? The Psak of the Bezdin makes the Heter, and it really starts Mikan al Haba, and then because the Heter is based on declaring that the Net is Net of Itos, it's okay the Net of Mekar, but it has to start Mikan al Haba like every Psak. So they say over here also, the psak that the Bukhar is a Balmum, the psak is only Mikan al Habo. It's not Matarit Lamafre. Oh, they say, no.
Because before it didn't have a mum even.
No, no. Let's say we know that it, the leg was broken yesterday. So the Chacham is going to pass him today. Do you say that it's really Mutar as of yesterday? Or as of today? What's enough to mean it was Mutar as of yesterday or as of today? So we had the Gemara the next daf discusses. Let's say the leg was broken off. The animal was, the b'chor was walking around and the whole leg was broken off. So the balabas dubs, the chamum kavua. What more do you need? So he goes and he shechts it. He gives it to the kohen shechts it, and he's about to eat it, and then somebody says, wait a minute. But there's a din midirabbonim, there's a takanim midirabbonim, you have to have a psak dezen. You never went to a yochem mumchi, you never went to shlosh adios, you have to have a psak. So he takes the dead animal, the geshachtena animal, the b'chor, and he brings it to a yochem mumchi, and he says, what do you say? So he says, of course, it's a mum kavua, nothing to discuss. Mum kavua, the broken leg. But he already shechted it. So the shayla is, can you have the psak bezdin lachar amayse after he shechted it already? So the, is it going to be chal amafreya? Is it going to be chal? Let's say there was a shayla of Hilchus Treifus, and the balabas went and he cooked the food in a pot. And we say, wait a minute, what are you rushing to eat? You got to ask a shayla if the treifus mut. He goes and he asks the shayla. Turns out that it's okay. It's not treifus. It's not bozuch. Everything is fine. So you don't say that it's only muta mikanal habo, the pot is straight, whatever, up until now is straight. No. You have a shayla nechos treifus, it's not that the psak is mikanal habo. It's agili milsa biyom. It turns out that it was always muta. But by pchor, that's the...
treifus, you have a chedlak of kashmas, you can make a treifus. Here the pchor has a kedusha to begin with, and you're trying to take it out of the kedusha.
Right. Right. So that's the shayla. But if it gets a mum kavua, so the dimin ha-torah automatically... You don't need any pidyon. Automatically, you're allowed to shecht it. The question is, but midrabbanan, they required a psak of a bezin of shloshe adyotus, a yochem mumcha, is that? And that's parallel to hataras and dorm. So did they institute a taka like hataras and dorm? That it has to, the psak has to be mikan al habo. The psak of hataras and dorm also starts mikan al habo, but then the Rambam holds that it's oikel mafreya, but it has to start mikan al habo. So do you say over here, the psak only works mikan al habo? So that's the machlokes here in Mishnah. Achov Zayin Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah, 15 lines from the bottom. It says it's a Mishnah Mchoris Chav Ches. The Snan. Hashoichet has a Pchor. He shechts. He has a Pchor Behema Tohira Bizman Hazeh, and he gets a Mum Kavua, and he doesn't ask any shalis. He goes and he shechts it, and then they tell him, but you're supposed to have a Psak from a Bezdin. V'achakach Eres Mum, and then he shows the Mum, and the Bezdin paskens that it's a Mum Kavua. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda is mater. Why? Because the psak is mater lemafreya. It's not the psak mikana lahabo. And it turns out that he shechted it before it had a mum. No, it already had the mum. You just need a psak to be mevar al pibezin that the mum is a mum kavua. And Rabbi Meir Reimer held an ish cheshlo pimumcha. So Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir holds that the psak is only pashup shat. The psak is only mater mikana lahabo. So that's what the Gemara says at one point, that this... The Shitas Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, there's a Machlek Zabuta Reb Shimon, where the Royim Mumim Beyontif for a Royim Mumim Beyontif. Are you allowed, if you have a Pchor Beim, a Torah, an Erev Yontif, and it developed a Mum Kavu, an Erev Yontif, but you didn't get the Chacham to Paskin, everybody was busy Erev Yontif. So you bring it to the Chacham an Yontif. Is he allowed to Paskin that it's a Mum Kavu? What's the Shaila? What's wrong? Why should be also to Paskin? So Rashi on the Mishnah Chavav and Aleph, about 10 lines from the top, Rashi gives two suggestions. Either Nirikim Misakin Mana. If you're Matir, you're not allowed to paskin anything Lahakal on Yontif. You're paskin anything Lahakal is Misakin Mana. How can it be? Well, a person has a Shaila, whatever you. Let's say a Shaila and the Sefer Torah, where the Sefer Torah is kosher, so the Rav paskin is Mutta, so the Rav is Oivam Misakin Mana, because he paskin that is Mutta. A shayla and a chicken, a shayla basa b'cholav. On Shabbos and Yantav, everything has to be l'chumra. You're not allowed to pass on anything l'kula. How can it be? It's not misak and mona. So the answer is no. This is Because with the Rabbanon, they made a din that
you have to have a bezdin.
You have to have a psak of a bezdin, and up until the time that the bezdin paskins, you're not allowed to shecht it. So it's considered mid the Rabbanon, not minatur. It's considered mid Rabbanon as if mikanal habatz mutter. Up until now, it was also mikanal habatz mutter. And if you will have already shechted it before you show it to the chacham that this nishtag, you won't be allowed to eat it. That's the machlokes later, Rab Meir. And Rabbi Yudit in the Mishnah in Chorus. So that's what the.
What was the reason, the whole reason for the Takana to start with?
They're afraid that it's very easy to make a mistake between a mum kavu and a mum ayva. So some of them are a dead giveaway. Broken leg, the leg is missing. So they had to make a light look, because if you'll say, whenever it's a dead giveaway, then you don't have to ask a shayla. So the Balabatim will think this is a dead giveaway. Mm-hmm. They'll think that everything. And the Gemara says that Rav went to a farm for 18 months, for a year and a half, to harvest to learn what's a mum kavu and mum ayva. And the Gemara says it's very tricky. Gemara says it's very tricky. Sometimes you can confuse a mum kavua with a mum ayva, mum ayva with a mum kavua. You really have to know your medicine very well.
The hammer is mechestes kashrus. Until you declare it has a mum, it is a mum.
The behemoth
is
but the cheskes kedusha.
Oh yeah, that's what it belongs to. There are two things: it becomes a healthy
kosher
animal, and therefore it belongs. It doesn't even belong to the owner. He's only a apotropos on this thing.
Good. Okay.
So now, for
not,
one
not
reason,
shechter,
reason,
whether not it, a outside of the
whether it fell or whether it got sick, the next day you see something that's abnormal.
Okay.
And you in your mind think it's a mum. You cannot go, you have to go. Yeah. But the question here is not of the mum or not the mum. Because when you declare it with the mum, it becomes a different owner. You transfer ownership from the hegdish to the individual. This I don't think you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Or you don't think?
But the Shabbos, that happens by itself. Once it gets the mum kavua,
by transferring property from one person to another, and you don't do any physical work either, and you're not allowed to. So here you cannot do it either.
Yeah, but here, when the mum happened by itself, the mum kavua develops, so it happens automatically, gets switched. Once the mum kavua happened, develops, so the ownership
transfer. How did we find something mufshat? Because the mum is not exactly what is the mum and what is not the mum. It's something mufshat, what do you call it, like not defined, not clearly defined.
Okay.
And then
we
need to
start
to the what's
name.
That's the teeth. I don't think it's allowed to when you're on.
Oh, so that's the machlokes satanoim. That's the machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says the same as paskening on basa b'cholav. It's not a violation of misakin money to be makel. It turns out it was mutter by itself. Here it's a special din. You need
the
mum developed before yantar. The mum developed before yantar, but the chacham paskin on yantar. So he says to give a psak on yantar is the same as basa b'cholav, the same as chametz. What's the problem? And Reb Shimon holds now that it's an ifsir. Either it's misakin money, that you're converting the status mikana labo, or it's nira kidonis hadin, either one or the other.
What would be by koyin, so passing whether koyin is a bal mum or not? Can you do it on yontiv or on Shabbos? I mean, is that also be the same?
Is he allowed to be makar kabbanis? Yeah, why not? That's ben lukul the ben lukhumid. That should be the same as isa v'het. So that's what the Gemara says. This is a machlekes hatanoim. And the Gemara has on the next daf. The Gemara says that Reb Shimon, at one point the Gemara says Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, who says that Ein Roi Mumin B'Yontif, he holds like Reb Meir. The Shitas Reb Meir Amrua. That Reb Shimon goes with the Shita of Reb Meir, who says there Amchor is Avchav Ches, that if you shechted the animal and then you go to the Esk Shaila, it's not going to help. The Bezim going to pass, and the Psak and the Mum Kavu is only Chal Mikan Labo. It's not Chal Amafreya. So that Reb Meir Shita corresponds with Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. So that's what we learned last week, this fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda
and
Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. How do you paskin? That's the question. How do you paskin? So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Normally, whenever there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara tells a whole story over here. We're leaving out a lot, we're going to get to here. Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, on the fifth line from the top, sixth line from the top. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, is Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, but that's the grandson of the famous Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who edited the Mishnah, that's called Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe. He had a grandson who was a few, two generations. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, it means the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi means Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi also. Havalei Hahu Bukhra, he had a Bukhra Behemah Torah, and it was a Shail, and it had a Mum, and it was a Shail, is it a Mum Kavua, or is it a Mum Oiver? So he had to ask, he wasn't an expert, so he had to ask a Shail of the experts. Shadre Lekameh de Rabbami, he sent it to Rabbi Yami that he should pass. Rabbi Yami, he lived, they all lived in Eretz Yisrael, these people. The Talmud Bavli is written in Babel, but they're telling a story that happened in Eretz, Rabbi Yudin Nasiya lived in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yami lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbami had in mind he's not going to paskin on Yontav. It was on Yontav the Shabbat. Sechas Beitz is talking on Yontav.
Yeah.
So he sent the behemoth. Shabbos, he can't shecht it anyway. So what is he going to ask a shayla on Shabbos? He asked the shayla on Yontav. Is he allowed to shecht the behemoth and give it to the Kohanim? He himself was not a Kohen, Rabbi Yudin Nasiya. But he wanted to know, is he allowed to shecht it on Yontav and give it to Mechabit the Kohanim with it, that they should eat it on Yontav? So Rabbami wasn't going to paskin sova. He had in mind the lola mechazi. He's not going to look at the mum, because what's he going to paskin on yontav? Tarnished. He thought the din is like Reb Shimon, that you're not allowed to paskin. Amalei Rab Zreika b'tayim Rab Yirmiya. So they asked him, why not? What are you choshish for Reb Shimon shita? We have a klal in Erevin on Daf Mem Vav. It says Rab Yehuda, Reb Shimon, alachik Rab Yehuda. The din is like Rab Yehuda. That is mutter. So he, so Rabbami, what is it? So Rabbami didn't want to paskin. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya sent the same behemoth to another Moira Hara. Let him paskin. The first one didn't want to paskin. And the someone shepherded him. Why aren't you paskin? The dinner's like Rabbi Yehuda, right moment beyond. So he didn't want to. Then they sent the same behemoth, the Bchor Behemoth Torah, to Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha. So he also had in mind the Lola Mechazi. He's not going to look at the Muman Yon, he doesn't want to paskin. So somebody asked him also, either Amale Rabbi Yirmiya, Vitaim Rabbi Zreike, either one, these were all Rabbonim from Eretz Yisrael. So either one Rav or another Rav confronted Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. He said, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shalom, Lach, Rabbi Yudah, the din is Lahakel. Right moment beyond him. What's your problem?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, both of them didn't want to pass. Amalei Rabbabe, so Rabbabe started to ask, my time Allah Shabbat Tina Le Rabbon Le Mevet Uvah De Kereb Shimon. They hold apparently that the din is like Reb Shimon. Amalei, so the other Amari asks, why do you have a tradition like that? That the din is like Reb Shimon? What's Taka the din? In general, we know in Erevin and Daf Mem Vav, it gives a list of whenever the Machlek is this Tana, that Tana, this Amari, that Amari. So it says then, generally speaking, a Machlek is Reb Yudah, Reb Shimon, the din is like Reb Yudah. There are many exceptions to the rule. So he says, V'at ma b'yadach, do you have a tradition, a specific tradition over here otherwise, that the din is like Reb Shimon or not? So he says, yes. Hachi Amar Rab Zera, Alachik Reb Shimon. Yes, I have a tradition over here that the din is like Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, Oma Mandahu, somebody said, they don't know the name. Somebody, a Gezak, Eski, I hope someday, the Esak Lahasam, I'll go over there, I guess at Eretz Yisrael, whatever. The Agmer Lishmaitim in Pumi Demor. I'm going to go visit this Reb Zera. I'd like to hear it from him in person. That he has the tradition that the din is like Reb Shimon. So he went there and he asks him, is that what you said? Omamai Alachik Reb Shimon, is that what you said, the din is like Reb Shimon? He says, not exactly. Not 100%. I didn't say the din is like Reb Shimon. He said, I think the din is like Reb Shimon. It's a difference. Mistavra Amri. The mistabra that the din should be like Reb Shimon. I didn't say outright the halacha is like Reb Shimon that you're not allowed to paskin mumin b'yanta. Mistabra the din, why? They tell him masnisin, so he brings the right. The Gemara goes to a whole discussion. Okay, then the Gemara says, what's tak halacha l'maisa? Oh, big machlekes, talya bashli rabbi, big machlekes satan raim and a big shayla hayi paskin. And Gemara quotes that Mishnah from Chayres, whether if they shechted the animal before they got the psak from the bezin, does the psak of the bezin that it's a mum kavu only chal mikan al abo, or is the psak chal amafreya? And the Gemara says that's the shayla where the rias bechor go a few lines. Alma kasav Rav Meir. What does Rav Meir think? Rias bechor lav kirias treifa. Rias Bechor is not the same as paskinning on a trefer, not the same as paskinning on Basa Becholah. Basa Becholah and trefer, you're not a paskin on Yontif. Because it's just an igloi milsul mafreya. But Bechor, the psak is mikar labo, so that's a problem. Be the donis adin, on nirikim misakin. That's what Reb Meir holds. That's Reb Meir, and that's Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. It seems to hold like Reb Meir. That's what the Gemara says. They had a tradition. The Reb Shimon is Beshitas Reb Meir Amruah. Reb Shimon is going, Reb Shimon Bechaveira, Reb Shimon and the other Chachamim are going with the Shita of Reb Meir. So that's what the Gemara draws the contrast. Is Rias Mumin the same as Trefer, is it not? Rias Bechor has to be Mechaim, Rias Trefer Ki Lachamisa. You know, from this you can infer also, Rias Trefer Filu Biyantub. It's not Donas Adin, and it's not Nirukim Misakan, as opposed to Rias Bechor has to be Meyer of Yantub. It cannot be Ayant. So that's the Gemara suggestion. That's what we learned last week. That's what we discussed last week. And then the Mishnah adds on to this. The Mishnah has like this. What if you had a b'chor b'im a toiro and had a mum kavua an erev yonta, but you didn't know for sure that it's a mum kavua? So you can ask can you ask a shayla on yonta? So Rabbi Yehuda holds you permitted to ask. It's the same like as Riyas Trefa, the same as any other shayla. So you permitted to paskin on yonta. So you can't declare that it's a muktzah. Why should you say that b'chor is muktzah if you're permitted to ask a shayla on yonta? And if it'll turn out that it's a mum kavua and it was mutal mafreya, so everything is fine. So you said Rabbi Yehuda, the one who holds in general from the din of mukta, is not going to declare that it's mukta over here. If roi mum and biyontiv, so it's a no problem. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds ain roi mum and biyontiv, he's not allowed to. So it's considered mukta. So that's what he says. Even if you'll go and violate the din, and the chacham will paskin that it's mukta, so he violated the din donas adin. It's not going to help. Even b'diyevit, it's also ain zemin amuchan. He says it's going to be mukta.
Is it a monster kind? Let's assume the Balabas gave it to the Kohen.
Yeah.
Okay, as an atonement, right? And now he's going to want to check it out. So it's the only problem is there's no base on English, there's no mistake. He can't bring it as a carbon. That's the problem. But actually, something it looks good. It was Roy at one time to be used as a carbon.
No.
And now he wants to check. Because he can use it as without checking on it.
Well, his man, let the all these Tanaim lived after the Churban Abayis.
That's what I'm talking about. So the fact that
after the Churban Abayis, he can be makriv of it as a carbon.
Yeah,
so.
But technically speaking, it was roy to be makriv. Now, what makes it muktzah?
It has no ishtamshus. A carbon has no ishtamshus. His man is as muktzah. Today would be muktzah. Unless you know that you're allowed to shecht at chutz l'migdash, but you're not allowed to paskin on yontif. According to Reb Shimon, you're not permitted to paskin on rias mum and biyontif. So Mameli says, ein zemin amuchan. Even by the yevet, even if the chacham went and violated the iser of ein roi mum and biyontif, even by the yevet, it's going to be aser, because ein zemin amuchan, it's going to remain mukts. So that's the machlekes in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara quoted a braisa, that's where we started last week, and we left off in the middle. Tana Rabbanon, the last six, seven lines are Chavav and Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, B'chor Tam Shanafa Lebor, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he's a new figure. We didn't have him yet. Right. Rashi says Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is not the same as Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that's his grandson. This Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi says, he says there's no muktzin, he says everything is fine. He says you're permitted to he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah that you're permitted to paskin on Mumin on Yontif. And he says, even if there was no mum at all on Erev Yontif, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, only if there was the mum kavua was there on Erev Yontif, we just didn't know about it till the middle of Yontif. So he says, you're allowed to paskin on Yontif, and it's no problem. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he said, it fell in the bor on Yontif, it developed the mum on Yontif, and it's still not a problem of muktzah. Why? It's Aymed Lakach. Every Bukhar Bizman Azeh, we know you can't be makriv in the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody's waiting. When is it? Mosa Yipo Balmum. Yes, everybody's waiting till it's going to get mum. You're not allowed to be matal mum, be adayim, but Rabbi Ranasi holds that that's not called muktzah because it's Aymed Lakach. And Rabbi Shimon, Omalar, Rabbi Shimon Ben Menasya, so the other Tana disagreed with him. This is not Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon Bayichoy. It's a different person. This is Rabbi Shimon Ben Menasya, a different Tana. Amalai Rav Shimon ben Menasseh, Rav Shimon ben Menasseh disagreed with Rav Yehuda HaNasseh. How can you say that? Hari Omra ain Royim Mumin Biyantif. You're not allowed to paskin on Mumin Biyantif. He disagrees, but he holds Rav Shimon ben Menasseh, he holds like Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to paskin. Ketzad, what are the details of the halacha about Royim Mumin? So he spells it out. No, let ba Mumin Erev Yantif. If the Mum was already on the animal on Erev Yantif, Eimer Rakanos Biyantif, you're not allowed to check it. Levakir means to check it out. You're not allowed to have a chacham paskin on it on yontif. What if not only mum be yontif? What if the mum developed on yontif? So Rav Shimon, I'm a ein ze min amuchan. Shimon, that's Rav Shimon in the Mishnah. That's not Rav Shimon ben Menashe. Rav Shimon says in the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, "Nala mamum be yantiv." Why does he say nala mamum the erev yantiv? Not hamom.
Erev yantiv is over the shofar is mutar.
That one?
Over the shofar is mutar. It's merev.
If the mum was from the Erev Yontif, not about my Erev Yontif, the din is, you're not allowed to be right of the mum. But what if the Chacham violated the din and he paskined on it? The Chacham did wrong by paskining on it. But b'di'eved, you would be allowed to shecht it on Yontif, if there was a psak given. But if not, a mum won't be Yontif. The Bchor didn't even have a mum at all on Erev Yontif. The mum developed on Yontif. Then Rav Shimon says, even but yeah, but ain't zemen amuchan. That's how the Gemara says pshat. Yeah, the first case it says aim of akinosa means lehatchila. The chacham is not allowed to paskin on it. It's an issa. But if a chacham by mistake paskin that the mum is a mum kavua, so then you would be allowed to shef. You wouldn't say that it's mukta even but yeah. That's what this brisa says. I'm always going to quote another brisa that says not so, but this brisa says like that. But no, the mum will be yantif. An erev yantif didn't even have a mum at all. Then he says, in the name of Rav Shimon, ain't zemen amuchan. Even but yeah, it's no good. The Shavin, but all the Tanaim agree. Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda say Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and the Braisa holds the same as Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. The Roy Mumin Biyantav, you're allowed to pass. Rabbi Shimon holds you're not allowed to pass on Yantav. But this they all agree. Even Rabbi Shimon, who is the Machmer over here, the Shavin, they all agree. Shim Nailah, who Mumayimah, let's say Abchar is born on Yantav. Abchar was born on Yantav. It wasn't born on Erev Yantav. It was born on Yantav. And when it came out from the mother's body, it only has three legs. It already has a mum. Noilad im amum. It's born with the mum. So in such a case, everybody agrees, shezem and amuchan. That's not a problem on muktzah. When is it called muktzah? If it was born on Erev Yontif and it didn't have a mum, the mum developed in the middle of Yontif. Then it's going to be. Then Reb Shimon said. What, an animal is born on Yontif? It's not considered noilad, no. We had in the first parak on the above. The Gemara says, since here also, you could have shechted the mother and the vlad would be nita b'shchita same, so that's not called noilad. It's literally noilad. The behemoth is noilad, but it's not called noilad a mukta. It's not considered noilad a mukta. It's not the mukta digger noilad.
Can you shecht the behemoth the first day of
his birth? There's a din that you have to wait till the Yom HaShmini. You're not allowed to shecht if you're not sure whether to call Allah Hadashiv or not. But if you know you're doing should call Allah Hadashiv, I know that it was a full term pregnancy. If you're not sure whether it's a full term pregnancy, so it's a suffix nefel. If the nefel said the shechita is like on a dead animal, you can't shecht a dead animal, even though it's walking around. We're mesufik, maybe that walking doesn't count, maybe it's really dead. But if I know bevada kala chadosh, it was a full term pregnancy, they were counting, so then you can shecht it on day number one. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara talks about cases like that, about shechting an animal the day it was born. Only in such a case, you're right, only in such a case. The carbon is like Zeris HaKosl, even the Yodua Shekol LeChadosh, you still have to wait a week. But the Gemara understands that the background of that halacha, that you have to wait a week, is because normally you would have to wait a week in order to ascertain that it's Kol LeChadosh, that it's not a Nechal, that it's Yotzim Mechalal Sofing. The same as Pidyon HaBen, the Gemara says. Pidyon HaBen, you have to wait till Yom Lamed Aleph, even if the baby was born post-mature. Baby had a 12-month pregnancy, still have to wait Pidyon HaBen till Yom Lamed Aleph. It's not that the Pidyon HaBen has to take place Yom Lamed Aleph to make sure that the Vlad is a Bar Kayoma. But from the fact that the Torah established the Halacha, the Pidyon HaBen takes place Yom Lamed Aleph, that indicates to us that whenever there's a suffix, whether the baby is a Kol HaChadosh or not, is the baby a Nefil or not? So if you wait, Kol Shoshosh Shloshim Yom Ba'adam is Eino Nefil. If you wait 30 days, you know that it's not a Nefil. That's the Gemara in Shabbos and Rav Lezer de Milo, that they understood from the pasuk from Pidyon HaBen, from the pasuk B'Yom HaShmini, that if you wait 8 days by the Beim, you wait 30 days by the Yodam, that establishes that it's not a neif. So now the Gemara is going to discuss bottom line halacha l'maisa. How do we paskin on this? That each generation they're going to paskin all over again. See, here we already chaptos the Gemara by Rav Yehuda Nasiyah. There was a machloikis in the generation of Rav Yehuda Nasiyah what the psak should be. Should it be like Rav Yehuda? Should it be like Rav Shimon? So here the Gemara has, this is in Rav Yehuda Nasiyah, this was in Eretz Yisrael, this story happened in Bavel. Here, Darash Rabba Bar Avuna. This is in Bavel. So he gives a psak. If the b'chor is born on yontif and it has a mum kavua, you're permitted to paskin. Mevakrin means to have an expert look at it and to check it over and to paskin that it's okay. It's mutar lachatchila hatagom. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, wait a minute. My father told me that there's a brisa that runs as follows. Abba Tani Chagihat von Taten, that there's a brisa that says like this. That's Rav Nachman argues to Rabbi Barhuna. It says in the brisa, Mavar Bikram Avukar. I have a brisa that says not like you. It says that if the Bchor is born on Yontif with the Mum Kavua, Mavar Bikram, if they made a mistake and they passed him that it's a Mum Kavua, Mavukar, you're allowed to shecht on it. But Lachatchila, you're not allowed to. Where do you come off to say against the Braisa? The Braisa contradicts you. Amar Abaye says, Kabasa, the Rabbi Avunim Stavi, he thinks that the first Amoira is right. Why? So he says, there's a long Braisa that has three parts to it. Sif Aleph, Sif Beis, and Sif Gimel. So the fact that the Braisa breaks up the three dinim sounds like they're not the same, otherwise you could have put two dinim together. So he says one case in the Braisa says that even b'di'evit it's also to eat it. One case it says l'chatchila shouldn't do b'di'evit, it's muta. Then there's a third case. So the third case must be that it's muta l'chatchila. One case is otzer even b'di'evit, one case muta l'chatchila, and the middle case is also l'chatchila muta b'di'evit. So Amalei Abai says kavasa de rabba avuna mistabra. We have a Braisa minitonit los above. You have a brisa that has three sections, three different paragraphs in a brisa. It reads like this: Nala mamum erev yontif. If the bechor beimatora had a mum on erev yontif, so you're not supposed to paskin on yontif. You shouldn't paskin on yontif. Ema rakanosu beyontif. So that's only lachatchila hu delal. Lachatchila you shouldn't paskin. But b'di'evet shapidami. If the chacham made a mistake and he did paskin, and so he was over on the halacha bein donis hadin. The din of masakin mana, but the evidence is not going to be muktzah. What if nele mamum be yontif? What if the b'chor was born on erev yontif and the mum developed on yontif? Then it's mamish muktzah. Yeah. So then the brisa says, Reb Shimon ein zeh min amuchan. What is that lashon ein zeh min amuchan? Means dafilu b'di'evet nami loy. Even if the chacham will paskin that it's a mum kavur, it's not going to help. It's like mamish muktzah didn't even have a mum kavur from before yontif. Then there's a third line, the third paragraph in the brisa that says Noilat hu v'shavin. They all agree. Rabbi Reb Shimon all agree. Noilat hu mum ha'imoy. If the b'chor be'imitar is born on yontif and it has a mum, when it's born with the mum kavua. So it uses the lashon shezem min. Otherwise, why should it be in three different sifrim? It should be all in one brisa. So Abaye proves from his text that he had a brisa that had a girsa that you have three different sifrim, and from his brisa he supports Rabbi Barfuna that if the b'chor is noilat on yontif with the mum, it had to gomel lachatchila to paskin that it's a bal mum and you can shecht it on yontif.
Why should it be better than noilat on mum erev yontif?
Yeah, the Gemara is going to explain in a minute. The Gemara says what it means was that there was a bezdin of shloisha sitting there when the behemoth bounced out, and they saw when it came out that it's missing a leg. The baby was born with three legs. The baby was born missing an ear. They saw right away. It's a dead giveaway. It never was muktzah for 1 minute. If in the beginning of Yonta, if it had a mum from yesterday, we don't know whether it's a mum kavur mumay, but we didn't look at it yet. We didn't check it yet. But then we say that you're not allowed to paskin on yontif. But from the minute the b'chor, before it was born, you could have shechted the mother, and the b'chor would be nita rakav v'shchita seim. Why would he nita v'shchita seim? Because the b'chor is not kaddish until it comes out of the rechem.
And you say kaddish.
The saying is only lechatchila. It's a mitzvah lehagdisha. That's the Gemara quotes shel. Beis Rebbe Yom a mitzvah lehagdisha. But b'di'evet it's kaddish mirechem even if the farmer doesn't declare that it's hagdish. But it's only kaddish after it's born. Before it's born, it's not kodesh. So you could have shechted the mother, with the Pchor inside, and it would have been Nita B'Shchit Tesimah. So when does the whole problem begin of Pchor Behemah Torah? Mm-hmm. Only after it's born. But if it's the first second that it's born, there are three people, let's say I remember Taka was once on Kibbutz Yavna, Rosh Hashanah, in the afternoon. So they told us, after Musaf, after dinner, so they told us that one of the cows is giving birth. So my kids wanted to see what it looks like, so they ran over, and a whole bunch of people standing there, and they said that the way it gave birth on Yom Tov, fine. So if they would have had, it wasn't a Bal Mum. If there would have been a Mum, so all the people would be standing there, they would see it's missing in a year. Right away, so you see right away, how can it be? No. It's not Muktzeh. Right away, Tata Goma. That's what the Gemara says, Hachamayas Kino, and Rabbi Bar Avunah says, Nerlin Hu Mum Imut, Mavakanosa Beyontav, Lachatchila Heta Goma means that, that the three people are watching when the Vlad comes out, and they see right away that it has a Mum Kavur. There's nothing to discuss. So it never became Muktzeh from the first minute. And there's no Shaila Paskining on it. Paskining Nirikim Mistakin is, if it was us the first, because it has the status of a Pchor, you have to wait till it gets a Mum, and then you Paskin. Or Donis Hadin. Sinishkin Donis Hadin, Sinishkin Mistakin Mana. From the first, before it was born, everything was okay. Before it's born, it's not Kodesh B'Kedush Yitzchor. The minute that it was born, we saw it right away. Everything was Heter Gomer.
No, there's no second.
It is a second. Yeah, it has a Kedushas Kor. Yeah, it has a Kedushas Kor. But we see, it has a Kedushas Kor even if it's a Bal Mum Kavur. It has a Kedushas Kor. But we see right away that it has a Mum. So the Gemara says that that's not a violation of Donas Adin, because right away we see that it's you're not changing a previous status that existed already. So you can't call it Nirikim Misakin, you can't call it Donas Adin. From right away we see it's Mutta. So again, so this is the version of the Brisa that Abai quoted that supports Rabbi Bar Avunah. The Nelahu Mumaimo Mabakanasa beyond that everything is Heter Gomer. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute. Rab Nachman said he heard from his father, Abba Tani, my father told me a Brisa that says it's only Muta B'Yevet. What's gonna be? Rab Nachman's Brisa is wrong? Okay, so maybe his Brisa is wrong. Then the Gemara asked another question. Bakyasa Rav Oshia, but there was another Amora came from Eretz Yisrael. And he presented a brisa. Also, the yaisi masnita biyode. He presented a brisa that contradicts your brisa. Ben shenolad b'mum me'erev yantav. Ben shenolad b'mum biyantav. Chacham amarim ein ze min amuchan. It contradicts what you said. You told us that Abaye presents a brisa that has three bavas. That if it had a mum from erev yantav, ein merakanos biyantav lechatchila not, but b'diavad is muta. If the mum developed in the middle of yantav, then even b'diavad it's no good. Here we have a brisa that puts them both together and says that even b'dyeved it's no good. Freg the Gemara, Ela Kasha Hach. What do you do with the first brisa that Abai presented? So the Gemara says Abai's brisa was mistaken. Abai got the brisa from an Amora who used to say over. They used to recite brises by heart. They used to memorize the brises. So there were some who used to memorize wrong. They couldn't.
Yeah.
They weren't allowed. They weren't supposed to write down the Torah Shabbat there. The Gemara says, "Hahi, that brisa that Abai had presented, Abba Baruch Mehu, the Mishabish Vitani, he used to make mistakes when he said over brisa. So forget about Abai's girsa with his brisa; it's all wrong. And Rabbi Baravuna is wrong because Rabbi Baravuna was based on a mistaken brisa. And the one who's right is Rav Nachman's father, Abba Tani. He said, my father said it says the letter base on the fifth line from the top. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told Rabbi Baravuna." Abba Tani, my father told me a brisa, the letter base means that's how we pass on like his brisa is correct. Abai's brisa is incorrect, and Rab Nachman's brisa is correct. So now the Gemara continues. Am Rab Nachman by Yitzchak, Masnisa Nami Daika. You can prove in the Mishnah also that Abai's brisa is wrong, that the other brisa is correct. Why? Diktani Rab Shimon Omer. What's the Mishnah talking about? Mishnah is talking that there was a Mum Kavua from Erev Yontav, but we didn't have the Psak until the middle of the Yontav. So it should say in the Mishnah, Rab Shimon Omer, Ein Roi Mum in B'Yontav. He doesn't say that. He says, Ein Zemen Amuchan. Ein Zemen Amuchan means even B'Yavid it's Muktzeh.
Yeah.
So you see, not only in the case where the Mum developed in the middle of Yontav is it Muktzeh, even if the Mum Kavua was there from before Yontav, but the Chacham Paskins in the middle of Yontav is also going to be Ein Zemen Amuchan. It's going to be Muktzeh even B'Yavid.
What makes it Oath Muktzeh? The Psak Bezmuth.
The Psak Bezin can't make it Muktzeh. It was Migadis Katzoy. It was Muktzeh from the beginning of Yontav. It was going to remain Muktzeh.
Because
there wasn't yet a Psak Bezin, then you're not allowed to Paskin on Yontav. If you would have been permitted to Paskin on Yontav, it wouldn't be Muktzeh. If you don't have that Muktzeh, because it's Muktzeh to Paskin on a Pchor. Reb Shimon holds you're not allowed to paskin on the pchor, so therefore it's mukta. So even if the chacham would paskin and violate the din, we'll say migid is katzoy the bein hashmashes, is katzoy the kul yom, or whatever was mukta in the beginning of the yontif remains mukta throughout the whole yontif. That's the Gemara. Whatever was mukta in the beginning of yontif remains mukta throughout the yontif. So that's where Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, he says masnisa nami daika. From the Mishnah, you can tell that Abai's three paragraphs are wrong. Abai's brayse is not correct. Abai's brayse is not correct. And more correct is the way Rav Nachman, the way the others said. That what? That in both cases, whether the mum was already there from Erev Yontif, or the mum developed the middle of Yontif, in both cases going to be mukta even midyevit. That's what the Gemara says. Kol shein mum anika me'erev yontif, ein zemin ha'muchan es mukta. Zog the Gemara, what do the words mean? Ma'ayin mum anika, what does it mean? Ilayin shein mum anika, klal, it didn't have a mum, and all we didn't know anything about it, pshit, that tzuchel ha'meim ha'vada. Elo means, the lois chazi v'chacham me'erev yontif, means that had a mum kavua, but we hadn't shown it to the chacham. To paskin a mum kavua ma'moy v'hu. And then you showed it in the middle of yontif, so you weren't allowed to, so that's called mukta. So what does it say? Ketanim yes, it says in the Brisa, Ein zeman ha'muchan, Shema mina, that it remains muktzik medievit. Sure. So once the Gemara, so the Gemara quoted a Brisa, really, the sugya that we learned on Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, with this Gemara, that should go together. This whole Gemara is a psa footnote. This Gemara is a more famous din. So this Gemara discusses the following shada. There is a din of migdus katzoy the ben hashmashes is katzoy the kulam. Whenever something was mukta in the beginning, ben hashmashes, the beginning of Shabbos, the beginning of Yontif, it remains with the status of mukta throughout Shabbos and Yontif, even though the reason why it should be mukta disappears. Let's say in the beginning of Yontif, we didn't yet have a psak chacham that this bechor has a mum kavua. And you're not supposed to paskin on that onion. The din is like a shimmy. You're not supposed to paskin on that onion. But the chacham made a mistake. He went and he paskin. That is a mum kavua. So should you say, well, chacham, once he paskin, they're ready. So I should say it's no longer mukta. So we say, no. Ein zemen amuchan. Migur is katzoy. The ben hashmashe, since in the beginning of the yom, it was mukta. It remains mukta throughout the day.
Is this a knas?
That's the hilchas mukta. So the Gemara now has a shaila within that din. What are the details of the halacha of migdus katzoy? Does it mean whatever was mukta migdus katzoy, the ben hashmashes, whatever was mukta at the ben hashmashes of tchilas Shabbos, tchilas Yontif, remains mukta throughout? What about in the following case? Let's say Shabbos begins now about 5 o'clock. So let's say 5 o'clock it was not mukta. Became mukta at 2 o'clock in the morning. Something happened and some food became mukta. And then at 9 o'clock in the morning, later, it's straightened out and is no longer mukta. So, but between 2 o'clock and 9 o'clock, that it was mukta, it was mukta. So do you say, neither this katzoy lemiktas min haShabbos, is katzoy in the shar hayom? Or does that mean only apply b'knishas haShabbos? When they formulate the migdas katzoy the ben haShmashos, is the phrase ben haShmashos crucial? It's only whatever was mukta ben haShmashos, that's the tchilas knishas hayom is koveya. But he's saying, no, whenever something was mukta any time in the duration, in the middle of Shabbos, even though the siva sahaktsah disappears, I'll say, migdus katzah, the mitzvah smerayami remains mukta till the end of the day. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Boy minei Rav Hillel meirova. Rav Hillel asked the shaila of Rava, do you say yesh mukta l'chatzi Shabbos or ain't mukta l'chatzi Shabbos? What does it mean? The Gemara is going to explain, that's what it means. Yeah. Not a shaila. Let's say people make a
glass
mistake.
Breaks on Shabbos.
Let's say I have a glass and it breaks in the middle of Shabbos. It's useless, a piece of junk now, broken glass. Avadas mukta. Or let's say somebody has a hard-boiled egg, he takes off the shells and he eats the egg, and now there's only left with shells. He eats peanuts and he has the peanut shells. Are the peanut shells mukta? Avadas mukta. There's no problem. I ain't mukta l'chatzi Shabbos. That's not what it means, ain't mukta l'chatzi Shabbos. You can have something become mukta in the middle of Shabbos. A mukta l'chatzi Shabbos means if something was mukta in the middle of Shabbos, and then the sibas ha'haktsah disappeared, and there's no reason to continue to declare that it's mukta. Should you say migdus katzoy le'emtza hayom, the mikzus marayom is katzoy the shar hayom, or you only say migdus katzoy the tchilas knesis hayom, the ben hashmashes, then it's katzoy. So that's the final psak is going to be ein mukta l'chatzi Shabbos. No such din. It's only if it was mukta b'tchilas knesis hayom, then it remains mukta for the rest of the day. But if it just became mukta in the middle of the day for a few hours, when the Sibas Haktzo goes away, so the status of Muktzah will disappear. So the Gemara is going to explain what's the case. Where do you have the case that something becomes Muktzah 2 o'clock in the middle of the night, and then the status of Muktzah disappears at 9 o'clock? How can you have a Hecha Timtzah? So that's the Gemara is going to spell it out. So first he says, what's the din? Yesh Muktzah. What do they stick it in the middle with the Pchor? Because they're going to try to bring a Raya from the Pchor. He said, has a shayla, yesh mukta lechatzi Shabbos, rain mukta lechatzi Shabbos. What's the din? Reg di gemara, hechi domi, what in the world are you alluding to? What do the words mean? If you're talking the achzi ben ashmashos, if it's roi lachila, food, let's say. If it's roi lachila ben ashmashos, it's achzi. If it's roi, it's roi. What's the shayla? If it's not roi lachila ben ashmashos, it's roi achzi. So what's the shayla? Like Tzvicha, oh, the Gemara says we're talking the following case. The Achzi, Vahadaritchi, Bein Ashmashis, it was Roy Lachila. Achzi means it was Roy. Vahadaritchi, and then from 2 o'clock at night till 9 o'clock in the morning, it was Nitchi, it was not Roy Lachila. Then Vahadarachzi, then it became Roy Lachila again. My, what's the Aloch?
This is a Klonadikizah, because it's
Nitchi. Yeah, near the Nitchi usually is a Din Korbanis. Usually didn't come by dichui. And the Gemara in Sukkah has a suffix where they say psul dichui by mitzvahs. But here it's neither a mitzvah nor a korban. It's a different thing. Shaila mukta. Shaila mukta. It was near v'nitcha v'chaza v'nira. So do you say migad is katsoyla emtahayom is katsoyla sharayom? Whatever was mukta, part of the of Shabbos cannot be pocket the status of mukta. Or no, that's only a din etchilas knisus hayom is kaveya. Huh?
It's not the same. It's
not the same.
Right.
It's not the same. The Gemara that you're talking about, that's a din of korbanos. If you have a korban that became fossil, the pasuk says, granted by balmum. The pasuk says balmum, if you have a mum over. So kolzman that has the mum over, it's no good. If you mark around this deck, it's possible even with the evet. But if you wait till the mumayva gets better, then kimashchas mehem mum bam. So the Gemara says in Yuma, kolzman she mum abo. It says kimashchas mehem mum bam. Kolzman that has the mum, then it's no good. After the mum goes away, then it's good. So you see, it was nira v'nitche v'chaza v'nira. It's good. So the Gemara says no. The pasuk is mashma. That's only a special din over there. And if it'll be any other psul, if it's nira v'nitche v'chaza v'nira, ho v'nitche yidachar. That's the mark of the din of dichui. That there's a din of dichui by korbanos. The Gemara just has a machlokes hatanoim and a machlokes amoraim. What does it mean that's only over there? So one sheet, it's only over there by balmum over. Any other psula under the sun would be nira v'nitcha chaza v'nira, it would be pasul. The only item in a klal is balmum. And we don't pask like that. We pask in any case when it's balichayim. We pask in balichayim or any nidochim. Balmum over is an example. There may be another 101 examples. Whenever the psul and the carbon is chal while the carbon is still alive before he did the avodah rishon of shchita, so we paskin balechaim. The Rambam paskin. Well, I mean, we paskin. The shaila hasn't come up in 2,000 years. But the balechaim nidochem or not. So the Rambam paskin is that balechaim ain't nidochem. The pasuk says that the exception to the rule is balmum over. When the mumayver disappears and it gets better, then you may be makriv it is lavdafke. That's been some the case of bal mumayver. Any psul that occurs while the animal is alive, because balachai menim nidochem. But on shchutim, an animal that's geshach, then there will be a psul of dichus. And that's a din in korbanus. It's a psul dichus. And the Gemara says in Sukkah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah and Hilchos Sukkah. It's a psul dichus in mitzvahs also. There's a din of dichus. But here we're not talking, not a heftu shal mitzvah, is it royla mitzvah, not a heftu of a korban. Is it mukta? Is it not mukta? It was mukta in the middle of Shabbos for a while, and then the siba, the reason for its status of mukta, disappears. So now the Shabbos, they say, migris katsoy le miktas min haShabbos, it remains mukta throughout? Or no? You don't say like that. So that's the shaila that he asked Rava. So what did Rava paskin? I'm like, yeah, the first version is, we paskin ain. We paskin no. This is the first version. I'm like, yeah, shmuktzah. So according to the first version of the Gemara, Rava said lechumre. Migad is katsoy lemiktzahs menayayim. It remains muktzah throughout. Fregdim akasha eisve. You quoted one line over there. Noilat hu mumayimoy. If a b'chor is born in the middle of Yontif, and it has a mum kavua, it's born with a mum kavua, so everybody agrees, it's not shezem and amuchan. that is not muktzah. That is not muktzah. That you're allowed to shecht it. So there were two versions in the Gemara before, but it's mutter lachatchila mutter b'diyevitz. So Rabbi Barvuna said, Nelu rumo mimum rakanos lachatchila. Mutter lachatchila to pasta. Rav Nachman was not happy. He said, but my father told me abraiste abatoni, my father told me abraiste. Over Bikra, but the Yevit if you paskin, Lachatchil, you shouldn't paskin. But they both say, but the Tzara Shadish Abraham, they both said the same thing. Yeah. At least with the Yevit, if they paskin, yeah. Both according to Rabbi Barvun and according to Abba, and according to Rabbi Nachman, if the Chochem paskin with the Yevit, that the Mum is a Mum, and you'll shecht it, it'll be Mutta Bachil. At least with the Yevit, it'll be Mutta. You won't say that it's Mukta. So, matter of fact, Akasha, why? First, the animal was born. So before anybody passed anything on it, it was muktzah. So b'zman hazeh, korban b'zman hazeh, it can't be makavim. Then you showed it to the animal was born on yontif with a mum kavua. Then they showed it to a chacham, the chacham passed that it's a mum kavua. So and then we go ahead and we got a shechtit. So why isn't this a case of migdis katzor l'emtza hayom? Before the animal, before the b'chor was born, it was rightly shochet agavimo. You could have shechted the mother, would have been okay. Because it doesn't have a kedushas kor till it's born. The minute it's born, before you declare that it's a mum kavua, is dach mukta. And then the chacham went ahead and he paskin, beheta, beisa, whatever it is, he paskin that it's a mum kavua. Rachman holds lachatchila, you're not supposed to paskin. Rabbi Barabbah holds muta lachatchila to paskin. Whatever it is, but there was a period of time, the Gemara didn't realize that it was taken from the yard. The Bezdin was sitting there when the animal bounced out. Everybody was watching when the animal gave birth. And they all gave a guess. Aye, it's missing an ear. Aye, it's missing a leg. They saw it right away. The Gemara thought they asked the Shaila an hour later, and the Bezdin paskin an hour later that it's a mum kavua. So the Gemara thought, isn't this a case of nira v'nitcha v'chaza v'nira? And you say ein muktzah. How can you say yesh muktzah? The first version was that Rabbi Paskin yesh muktzah l'chatzis Shabbos. Amala yesh muktzah. Fegmar eisvei. So Rav Hillel asked the Makasha, can't you see from that brisa? Yishav and Shemdala the Mumayim of the Bchor is born on Yom Tov Shemen Amuch and no problem muktzah v'yamai. Why do you say there's no problem muktzah? Neima, why don't you say Hai Bchor meikora havichazi agavima? Before the Bchor was born, it wasn't a problem on mukta. You could have shechted it. Could have shechted the mother with a mamutta midin ben pekua, and it wouldn't have a kedushas pchor because it wasn't born yet. The kedushas pchor is only chal when it's born. Is yalid lay the minute the pchor is born itchilay, then it becomes mukta because it's a pchor bein matar b'zman hazeh. You can't do anything with it till it gets a mum. Then an hour or two later, achziye lechacham. We show it to the chacham. Ishtri lay, then he paskins. Either he paskin lachatchila, he paskin b'diyeva, whatever, he paskins. Is that a case of mukta lachatzi Shabbos? And it says that it's mutta. Amar Abai, with Amar Av Safra, no, we're talking a special case. When they said, Lelet hu muma imo is mutta, is talking that Bezna is sitting there where everybody's watching when the animal gives birth and they all give a gasp right away when it comes out, they see. Otherwise, takan adlan a paskin on yon. Why does it say Bishoven? They all agree. Reb Shimon usually says you're not allowed to paskin on a mum kavu on yontiv, and in this case he's masking that as mutter. The answer is because he didn't wait an hour. The minute they was born, they saw right away that it had a mum kavu. So it's neither donas adin, nor is it mesakin mona. It's considered as if there was a moment of time that it was first born, and then they saw that it has a mum kavu. But it's an insignificant amount of time, so it's considered as if from the very beginning it was. It was never mukta. Go on the Yasvid Dining Hossam. The Bezdin of three was sitting and watching when the behemoth was born. So this is the first version. Now the Gemara has.
The fact that they never considered shechting the mother does not make that it shouldn't be minamuchon.
Theoretically, they could have. They wanted.
But if they know that they're not going to do it, let's say it's a cow which animal which is.
They don't want to. Then it would be muktzah. Milking it would be
muktzah.
It doesn't say it's a ben pekua only nefesh yuchta plemen. Doesn't say so. No, so you can eat. But you must have nechil. You don't need shechita.
Yeah, but here's a shechita.
No. Ben pekua min atora. Ben pekua is nita b'shechita same. If you shech the mother, then the uber inside is nita b'shechita same. There is one that Pischei Tshuva in Yeridei quotes Ashitim Kubetzis in Bava Kama. He has a kasha. And he quotes a day from the Shidduch of Betzes that Minatari you need Nechira Siman and Minatzava. Even though you don't need Shchita, but you do need Nechira. Nechira Sazu is Shchitosa. You cannot eat it alive. Minatari. That's what the Shidduch of Betzes quotes, but that's not the accepted opinion. The Iker Adin is not so. Minatari, you can eat the animal, the uber, the vlad, that's a piece of meat. Considered kishocha dummy. It's walking around. It's walking around on four legs. But minatari is considered kishocha, there's no problem. And with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat unless you do a shchita ksheira kedin. Because with the Rabbanon, mitam arizan, you have to do a shchita. If hifris agabi karka, if it's jumping around, so it's a problem on marizan, so then you have to shech. And that's the shayla. When you shech the ben pukud, do you say bracha on the shchita? It's only mitam marzai. So it's not that you really need the din of shchita. So Rabbi Kivegi raises that shayla in Yeruday, where you need a bracha on the shchita of a ben pukud. So the first version of the Gemara was again that Rabbi Hillel asked the shayla of Rove. He said yesh mukta lechatshabis, and he said lechumer yesh mukta lechatshabis. Yes, the nakasha from a brayse, they did away with the kasha. And Ika the Yamri, another version has it, Amalei, the story. Rabbi Hillel asked the Shaila of Rabbi, Yesh Mukta L'Chatzis Shabbos, what's the din? Zokta L'Kula, Ein Mukta L'Chatzis Shabbos. That's how we pass them, the second version. The Rishayim said, because there's two versions in the Gemara, and the whole issue of Mukta is only a din the Rabbanon, so Sofik the Rabbanon L'Kula, we pass an Ein Mukta L'Chatzis Shabbos. So the Gemara says, oh, I have a good riot to you. Lema, should I say, Misayale, I'll bring you a Hechache from this Braise. It says on the top line, Vishavin, they all the Tanoim agree, Bein L'Rab Shimon, Bein L'Rab Yehuda, they all agree, Shunoylet Hu, Mumim, Shizem, and Amuchon, if a Pchor Deimeter is born on Yontif, and it has a Mum Kavua, it's born with a Mum Kavua, so there's no problem, Amuktzeh. So the Gemara says, why not? Well, when it was born, before it was born, it was not Muktzeh. So Ben Hashmoshes, it was not Muktzeh. When did it become Muktzeh? It's born at 9 o'clock in the morning on Yontif morning. So 9 o'clock in the morning became Muktzeh because you didn't have a Bezin Paskin on it that is a Mum Kavua. An hour later you show it to the Bezin, so it becomes Ois Muktzeh. So, but what happened? But for an hour until you Paskin, until the Bezin Paskin, that is a Mum Kavua, it was Muktzeh. In the beginning of Yontif, it was not Muktzeh. Is Yaladle, when it's born, it becomes Muktzeh. An hour later, Achziye Lachachim, you show it to the Bezin. So it says beferish in the braisa that it remains muta. So it's a raya. Lema misayle. It's a raya to what he said. The Gemara says not necessarily a raya. Amar Abai, but Tamar Safra. That case, a special case. The bezin is watching as the chor is born, and they saw right away. So there was no gap of an hour. It was taken from the yad. It was teched de dibur after the vlad was born. They saw it right away that it has a mum kavua. So it wasn't even Migris Katsoy for an hour. It wasn't even Migris Katsoy for a minute. It was right away. It was Ois Muktzeh. It wasn't Muktzeh at all.
Right. Nowadays, commercial meat companies, they know the animals before and they must
have. It's a big problem. Someone has to check. In America, there are Jewish farm owners in upstate New York, and in the Midwest, there are Jews who own. I remember one rabbi called me up once, and I was in the middle of Shia. So someone calls me out, there's a phone call. So I said, tell him that I'm in the middle of Shia. She called back and said, no, but it's an emergency. The rabbi said it's an emergency. I come to the phone. It said, rabbi, he was in the rabbinate already for 35 years. For 45 years he was in the rabbinate. And he calls me on the phone. An emergency bus. Terrible. He has a balabas. It became a balshuv and he's making him crazy. He started reading the kids to Shulchan Aruch in English. And he lives in the Midwest. This rabbi's from the Midwest. And he owns a farm. His balabas owns a farm. And he sees that there's a din of Chor Beim HaTorah. And it's the springtime now, and that's when they start giving birth. And it's an emergency. The Behemoth can give birth any minute, and he's going to be stuck with the Chor Beim HaTorah. What is he supposed to do? So yes, the rabbi, did he ever do Mechiras Chometz? Of course he did Mechiras Chometz. He's been a rabbinate for 40 years. I said, that's exactly what you have to do. The whole institution of Mechiras Chometz, as we have it, is all a carryover. It was all based on the Mechiras Behemoth HaMavakeres. When the cow is about to give birth. Years ago, they didn't make Mechiras Chometz. A person had a schnapps factory. They had a liquor store, so they did Mechiras Chometz. They didn't make Mechiras Chometz for every person. You had a little spaghetti, so you threw it out. They didn't have freezers to keep all the cakes and all the challahs and everything forever. So they threw everything out. And then in recent years, they made the Mechiras Chometz institution as we have it. This is all based on the Mechiras Behem HaMavakeres. So I said, exactly the same way you sell the chametz, that's how you sell the Behemah HaMavakeres. So the rabbi, after 45 years in the rabbinate, asks, let's hear again, how are you doing with Mechiras Chametz? He didn't know. He's almost my father's age. He said, how are you doing with Mechiras Chametz again?
It even takes him to go for
the shutzvitz,
it's good enough.
Yeah.
By the Behemah HaMavakeres, the shutzvitz is good enough. Yeah, by the Chometz, the shutzvitz is not good enough. By the Chometz, you have to sell it in Gansen to the Nachri. But by Behemah HaMavakeres, you just make him a shutzvitz on an ear. As long as the Nachri is a part, on an ear, either on the Uber or on an ear of the mother. Either is enough.
Can you make him a part in the whole flight, the whole range?
You don't even have to. Insignificant amount. It doesn't have to be a shutuf on everything. Just on this mother. So it is a problem. There are many Jews who...
He has cows all over the ring. He can't stop picking out which. And he doesn't know which one is going to give a call.
Right. So you should make a shutuf with a nochri on all the female cows. On all the females. Yeah, the males are not going to give birth. But the females may give birth to a Bchor Bei Medor, so you should make a shutfas of the Yaakov on everything.
So, let's say the OU, are they bothering you to sell this?
I hope so. I don't know. I hope all the kashrus organizations, anyone who gives a hechshar a flesh, they should find out what the source of the animals are. Otherwise, mamish anisur of... Okay. The robe is Takemutta, yeah. But L'chatchila, they should check to make sure that it's not from a Jewish-owned farm, and if it is from a Jewish-owned farm, they should make sure that that there's no B'chor Bei Meter. Yeah. Otherwise, there's Kotchim Bachutz. So the main theme of this sugya is with the din of Rias Mumin beyond the visit, the same as Paskening on a Treif or not. There was one line here that Nagerit Amigadis Katsoi about Nolad Hu Mumayima. It sounds like that it was Mukta in the middle of Shabbos when it was born. And then an hour later, they Paskin that it's a Mum Kavua and you can shecht it. So it sounds like, and it's Mutter. So it sounds like you don't say Migadis Katsoi La Emtsa Hayom. Is Katsoy the Sharayom. So the Gemara brought that line as a hechocha to this Shaila. The Gemara says not necessarily a Raya. It could be that here is that the Bezin was sitting there
and watching
when the Behemah was born. When the Pchor was born, the Bezin was watching. So there's no Raya. So there's no Raya. But now the Gemara continues on that theme. What's taking it in? Of Migadis Katsoy. Do you say Migadis Katsoy la Emtsa Hayom is Katsoy the Sof Hayom? So the Gemara says, Toshma, we have a Braisa. That sounds like it has something to say about the topic. Someone is eating grapes on Erev Shabbos. The host there and he left over. He didn't finish everything. And he leaves the leftover grapes on top of the roof. In order that they should turn into raisins. The sun is going to bake down on the grapes. It's going to dry it out. It's going to turn into raisins. Or, another case is he's sitting and eating te'enim. He's sitting and eating figs. The hoyser he left over, he didn't eat all the figs. The hell on the gag, and he leaves it on the roof. It's a hot summer day, and the sun is going to bake down on the figs. Lasses mem grogis is going to dry out. It's going to taste good. So what's the din? Are you allowed to eat these
fruit,
the dried out
figs?
The tzimukim and the grogis in the middle of Shabbos or not? So the Braisa makes a statement: Lo yochel mehem. You're not allowed to eat the raisins are the dried out figs in the middle of Shabbos Yom Tov. At Sheyazmin mid Ba'ol Yom.
Friday.
Unless he makes a declaration on Friday.
Yeah, he's eating.
But tomorrow he's going to eat it.
He's first starting to eat Friday. Shabbos.
He's not allowed to eat on Shabbos afternoon the dried out figs or the dried out.
They're not finished yet.
But he didn't put it on Friday.
Yeah, there Shabbos it was fresh. He was eating fresh fruit.
Yeah.
He puts it on the roof in order to dry out.
You have to like announce, tomorrow I'm going to eat the tzimukim.
If he makes the announcement, then it's good. So the Gemara asked, okay, the Braisa continues, who are dinami all other fruits? Okay, it's not a din that only applies to raisins and to dried out figs. Who are dinami that applies to all kinds of fruits? If it dries out,
if they are finished,
the Gemara says, "Hechi Dami." What are we talking about? What is the case? Either Chazu, huh? What is the case? It's very unclear that Bryce. Either chazu, if on Erev Shabbos the thing is roi lachila the way it is, zalamalei hazmana. What do you mean? I have a kitchen full of food. In the kitchen, I have full of food. So I have to make a declaration that Erev Shabbos before I go to shul to daven mincha, I plan to eat. I may want to eat any. I reserve the right to eat anything in my house. I reserve the right to eat anything in my house. You don't need a hazmana. It's an umzer in the muchach. Whatever's in the kitchen is good. So whatever's on the roof is also included. If it's Rai Lachila, Lomalei Hasmana. Whatever's Rai Lachila, he reserves the right tea. If the Loi Chazu, if on Erev Shabbos has started to dry out, there's an in between stage. Neither here nor there. Fresh grapes are tasty and good. And raisins are good. But in the process, in between, it neither here nor there, doesn't taste any good. To eat the loy chazu, the if an Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif was not roi lachile, because it started to dry out and nobody would like it, is kiyazman lehu mayhavi. So what good is it that he makes a declaration on Erev Shabbos?
I'm going to eat it when
it's going to become roi, I'm going to eat it. But on Erev Shabbos, it's not roi. It's nachmigad is katsoy lebein hashmashes. It's muktzan Erev Shabbos. Maybe you'll say the pshat is like this. On Erev Shabbos, he didn't know whether it had dried up. He was eating the dates and the grapes Friday morning, not 4:30 in the afternoon. What's he doing 4:30? Eating grapes. He ate the grapes for breakfast, whatever after breakfast, and then he leaves it on the roof, and it was a nice hot day. And Erev Shabbos, 5:00 in the evening, before he goes to shul, he doesn't know. Vumahal. Whether the grapes are dried out sufficiently that they're tasty the way they are now, that they're tasty raisins, or they're not. B'chitema, that's what it means. D'la yada. And Erev Shabbos, 5:00 in the afternoon, he does know. So then he has to make a declaration and say. He was eating the grapes on Friday morning. On Friday morning, he was eating grapes. And he put it up on the roof. And then many hours later, he doesn't know. He must have rejected it. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, the din is not true. What does he have to make a declaration for? What does it say if his min is mutter? It says, Achi Yasmin. You're not allowed to eat these grapes on Shabbos, these raisins on Shabbos. Achi Yasmin bod yom. The Gemara says, what does he have to be mazmin for? Bomer Afkana, we have a din, Mukta Shayavesh. If it did dry up, if it'll be ascertained that it had already turned into raisins before Hadlokas Haneris, before Shabbos entered, it already was tasty raisin, but he didn't know about it. He left it on the roof at 9:00 in the morning. He was running around the whole day doing other things. He didn't have a chance to check it before he went to shul. So the Gemara says he doesn't have to make any declaration on Erev Shabbos. If the raisins are edible, I hereby declare one eat. If it's edible, it's edible. If it'll turn out that it was red lachila, it's good. Mukta Sheyovish, if it already dried, he had set it aside, and it had already dried out. Beina Baila Makirimbo, but the owner was not even aware of that. So the din is that it's mukta. As long as later on it's ascertained that it was already edible. And Erev Shabbos said, what does the Brisa say has to be mazmin? So we're not sure what pshat in the Brisa is. Ella, the only way to knock sense in the Brisa is l'chayre, the Gemara's going to back out, is l'chayre to say that this is the story. Ella lav de chazu, on Erev Shabbos, he's eating the grapes at 4:30. Fresh grapes. He puts it there, and on Erev Shabbos, roi lachila. There's nothing wrong. And then it sits there. Shabbos is going to begin. The sun is not going to do its job. Let's say the sun sets at 9:00. Let's say the sun sets 8:00, 9:00. So the sun is baking from 5:00 to 8:00, and it becomes, it's neither here nor there, the mushy. In-between stage, mushy. El alav, how does the Gemara say? El alav, the chazu, let's say he's mekabel Shabbos at 5:00. He's mekabel Shabbos at, he can't be mekabel Shabbos at 5:00. Let's fix it up a little bit.
No, it could be the next morning.
He leaves the grapes there at 5:00 and nothing changed the whole night. Then it comes, the sun starts baking down in the morning for a couple of hours, and it goes through a stage when it's mamish, no one would want to eat it. It's not fresh grapes and it's not raisin, nobody would enjoy it. And then the sun continues to bake down, and then it becomes raisins. So, and the Brisa says you have to make a declaration in advance. And his min is mutter. So you see from this, yesh mukta l'chatzis shabbos. El alav, let's see again the case. The chaz, at the beginning of Shabbos, it's roi l'achila. In the middle of Shabbos means Shabbos morning when the sun comes out, the itchu, and it goes for a stage when it's not roi l'achila. V'hoder achzu, then later on it's roi l'achila again. And what does the Brisa say? If his min vod yom, then you're allowed to. The e amrit, but if you are telling me your second version, there were two versions of what Rava answered Reb Hillel. The second version was that he said, no problem, hetagoma, no problem. So if there's no problem, why does the Brisa require his min vod yom? Don't you see that there is a problem? The e amrit, they looked to lechatzi Shabbos. If you say that there's no such thing as migdus katzoy le'emtza yom, it's katzoy l'shar hayom. Zlamalu azmona. What do you need azmona? So isn't it a raya? Yesh muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. So it's a raya like the first version. But the first version doesn't make sense either. Elamai. So what are you trying to bring out? Yesh muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. So what good is it that he made a azmona? He made a declaration on Erev Shabbos that he plans to eat it later. At the time that he made the azmona, there were fresh grapes. Fresh grapes don't need a hazmona. And then it went through a process for a couple of hours in the middle of Shabbos that it was not Reil Achila. So what good is a declaration on Erev Shabbos that he's going to eat it at the end of Shabbos? What has it got to do with anything?
He took possession of it before he had grapes, but he didn't have, what do you call it?
Raisins.
Why did he have to make the announcement? Because he has to take possession of the, what do you call it, of the raisins, otherwise they have no do. And it didn't happen before Shabbos.
No, he had them, it was his.
No, they were not. He had grapes, but he didn't have raisins.
Yes, the raisins, yes.
He didn't have raisins.
So the Gemara says,
to take possession of the raisins, he has to take an ounce.
But if you hold that it is mukta, yesh mukta, so what good is the declaration?
Yeah.
It's going to be made
mukta. I can declare of mukta that I can use.
He's making a declaration at a time that it's roi l'achila's grapes now. That's what the Gemara is going to get to that.
Yeah.
Gemara is going to get to the Pshat. Yeah.
Reb Shimon is moida by Grogus and Tzimukim.
If it has reached that stage, that people wouldn't eat it.
Right.
Then their Reb Shimon is moida. But just you put grapes and then you change your mind. The sun isn't going to begin to bake on the grapes until 9 o'clock in the morning. No, it's okay. The sun is not going to begin to bake on the grapes till 9 o'clock in the morning. And on Friday night, it's roi l'achila, it's regular grapes. So that would be the machlekes of Shimon or Reb Yudah. If a person has perfectly edible food, he has ice cream and he put it in the freezer for a birthday party Sunday afternoon, is he allowed to eat that ice cream on Shabbos? Perfectly roi l'achila. So that's the original machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon. We on Shabbos, we paskin like Reb Shimon. That is not mukzah. Even on Yontif, the Mechaber paskins l'chumer, and there are more paskins l'chul even on Yontif. That is not mukzah in such a case. When we say Moider Reb Shimon begrogus utzimukim, means when it reached that intermediate stage, that some people wouldn't eat it. So as far as he's concerned, it's not oichel. So then it's not a mukzah. So that's what the Gemara says. So what's pshat in this braisa? The braisa must lachayra. The braisa sounds like it's talking about a case. It was roi l'achila in the beginning of Shabbos, and then 9 o'clock in the morning, the sun starts to bake. 9 o'clock Shabbos morning, the sun starts to bake down. So it makes it nifsal me'achila. And then by the time it comes 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, then it's roi l'achila. So what do you hold? See, if you hold yesh mukta l'chatzi Shabbos, it does remain mukta. So what good is it that he made a hachana on Erev Shabbos? He made a hachana on grapes. So that's not good. If you all day mukta the chashab, he didn't need the hazmona. So we don't know pshat. The Gemara says, scrap it. That's not pshat to the braisa. That cannot be pshat. The Gemara says, no. El alav. Loi tzricha. 3 lines from the bottom. No, loi tzricha like this. Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemosh is the sun already did begin to bake down on it. He put it on the rooftop earlier, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Sun is baking down from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and it's an intermediate stage. Some people would eat it the way it is. Some people hold, oh, these are raisins. Other people hold, no, this is not tasty raisins, no good. So that's a subjective call. It depends whether you hold it tzroil achila or not. So then if you're mazmin it mebo yom, so you declare, as far as I'm concerned, it's edible the way it is. I'll eat it the way it is now. So then it won't be muktzeh. And if you're not mazmin it mebo yom, then you say it wasn't edible, so then it is muktzeh. Same thing the Gemara says, let's say you have clothing that got ripped. You have shmatis. So what are you going to do with the shmatis? If it's a wealthy person, you're going to throw the shmatis in the garbage. What's he going to do with it? So if it's matlonius, little matlonius, shmatis, the base ashirim, the Gemara says it's muktzeh. If it's matlonius, the base of shalaniyim, you're going to use it to patch socks, to patch a pair of pants or whatever, so then it's not considered muktzeh. So that's the same over here. There's such a thing as a kli or an oichel, that's it's questionable, is it useful, is it not? Is it roi l'achila, is it roi l'hishtamshus or not? So if it's such a questionable kli, such a questionable loichot, then it depends on the hazmoni. Even Reb Shimon would agree. Reb Shimon's not going to say it sets itself up as loichot. It's a subjective call. It depends. So that's what the Gemara says. Achzu v'loy achzu, it's an intermediate stage. Ikin shidachli, some people would eat it the way it is, and some people would not eat it. D'loy achli. See, if Azmin, if he declares an Erev Shabbos, I'll eat it the way it is. Goladaita, that it's roi l'achila, no problem. If Lo Yazmin, if he doesn't say, Lo Goladaita remains muktzeh. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. The next line in the Gemara is also very important, but Hilchus muktzeh, but we'll have to spend a little more time on it.
Isn't the same thing the solid in juice? You put on the grapefruit on the roof. And then eventually it becomes juice. But when the solid turns into fruit. You had grapes, and then you had grapes.
No, la, the dinam about the other dinam. Other dinam about that. It's not exactly.
That's not formed.
No, this mashkash is wrong. There's a pasuk in today's sedra that the Rabbanu Shalom said that when Yitzis Mitzrayim will occur, lo yachvetz lekela ves lishono, that the dogs will not bark at the Bnei Yisrael. That's a little unclear. What does the pasuk mean? Another nest, the Rabbanu Shalom promised, in addition to all the other nisim, another nest. What does it mean? So the Netziv has in his Bira Chumash, he tells to Agamar and Bava Kamer. So he gives with his derech. And the Velt says it a little differently, not the way that it says. The Gemara and Bava Kamer Perakakainis. And Dav Samach HaMebei says that when the dogs are crying, that's the Loshing Gemara, when the dogs are crying, so it's a simon that they sense that the Malach HaMavis is there. So the Velt says that the Pshat is like this, that the, it says in the Haggadah, which Malach? Malach Amavis. The Rebbe Shalom didn't send the Malach Amavis to kill the Bechorim. The Rebbe Shalom himself killed him. So that's why the pasuk says, the dogs are not going to be crying because there will not be any Malach Amavis. But they are going to people are going to die from old age. No, the Baruch Shalom is going to see to it that no one dies from old age. The only people who die tonight are going to be Makas B'chor, is going to be in person. And since it's not going to be a Malach HaMavis, so the dogs will not react. So that's what the Baruch Shalom said. That's how the Velt says. That's not exactly what the Netziv says, because that's not what it says in the Gemara. It doesn't say when the dogs bark. It says when the dogs cry. When the dogs cry is a simon that they sense, they perceive the Malach HaMavis is here. That's not what it says in the pasuk. The dogs are not going to cry. It says the dogs are not going to bark. Le'echetz kalv means the dogs are not going to bark. But the Velt says that that's the pshat. That the Rebbeinu Shlom saw to it that
nobody died.
That no one died a natural death like the Malach HaMavis. The only ones who died were those that ani Hashem ani v'loy Amalach. That it wasn't died by Amalach.
Yeah. Where?
This?